after 6 more months and still be paid for his entire contract. Tarsus did not file a sexual harassment complaint against Ohlmeyer, and NBC released her from her contract, but only on condition that she not start working at ABC until after the end of the spring development season. ABC executives were barred from talking to her until then. Although she would be given the title of president of ABC Entertainment, she would not be the top programming executive, Harbert still was, as she had expected. After leaving NBC in February, Tarsus and Morton headed off for an extended vacation in Tuscany. In the midst of this awkward situation, Stephen Ballenbach, who'd been the strongest advocate for a big acquisition like ABC, quit in late January to become chief executive of Hilton Hotels Corporation. He'd begun looking for a job soon after Ovitz was appointed, when he realized that Eisner was not going to make him president, let alone name him successor as CEO. He later testified that Eisner tried to keep him by saying that the job of president may open up soon. But having been disappointed once, he wasn't inclined to wait. Since the evening at Eisner's house when Ballenbach had announced that he wouldn't report to Ovitz, the two had been estranged, Ovitz suspicious of him, and Ballenbach resentful of Ovitz's presence. Ballenbach had offered to meet with Ovitz and teach him the company's financial structure, but never with any enthusiasm, and Ovitz thought it was a hollow gesture, especially after the meeting about the radio stations, where he felt Ballenbach had pulled the rug out from under him. One or the other had canceled nearly all their scheduled meetings on grounds they were too busy with other things. But now that Ballenbach was leaving, they agreed to have dinner. "You may think I don't like you," Ballenbach told Ovitz, "but it's not true. It was just that Michael promised me your job. The day you walked in, he broke that promise. I got upset." So that was it, Ovitz thought. However genuine those sentiments, they didn't stop Ballenbach from subsequently criticizing Ovitz to the press. With Ballenbach on his way out, Eisner hastily retrieved Richard Nanula from the Disney stores and returned him to his old job as CFO. Ovitz was in Europe at the time, but he called Eisner and all but begged him to realign the reporting structure and have Nanula report to him. "This is the perfect opportunity to turn the bad press around," Ovitz argued. "This is a perfect opportunity to send a signal to the 100,000 employees of the company that we have a team and a partnership. This is a perfect opportunity to stop the press cold. You are having everything report up to me. I report to you. The fact is that you are not ready to oversee finance in this company, and the board would never approve it," Eisner told him in what Eisner later described as one of the most unpleasant conversations we had ever had. "I'm feeling more stressed than I ever have in my life." "That's terrible," Ovitz said. "I was supposed to make your life easier." The press release announcing Nanula's reappointment stated that he would report directly to Eisner. "It was like another knife in my back," Ovitz said. To Tony Schwartz, Eisner maintained that Ovitz's attitude about money was, "What was a million here or there? That's the way all agents think. Michael said that to me 1,000 times while he was an agent. Even, what does a few $1 billion mean to Disney? I had to therefore hold the financial reins. I did not want to. I simply had to."